You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Going on from Lillian's talk earlier with Tracy Martin, I also talked to Child Poverty Action Group about the new bill regarding child poverty, the Child Poverty Reduction Bill. Multiple advocacy groups have responded to the new bill, looking at the positives and discussing the future of community action in regards to child poverty. I spoke to Associate Professor Mike O'Brien from Child Poverty Action Group about how they see the new bill and what he thinks about the discussion surrounding it. I started off by asking about what this bill changes.
The setting of some ways of measuring what we're doing, so we can see what progress is being made or not being made, and there's been a refusal to set those kind of measuring targets, which are pretty well established now in the international research. That's the first thing. The second thing is the really important shift in terms of the Public Finance Act, so that the budget each year will give some indicators about how what's intended and what has happened in relation to child poverty, so that says to us all that this is really important alongside economic indicators. And the third thing is putting the child poverty work in a broader framework about child wellbeing, which is another piece that is in the legislation. So there's a comprehensive kind of frame in terms of thinking about how do we advance the sort of interests in wellbeing of children.
So does this bill take direct action? Are we looking at a very abrupt change, or is this just the first step in a long series of actions to combat such a big issue?
Yeah, I think the latter. It is the first step. What has to now happen is to set some targets. I guess that's the next piece along the line. And then to put in place a series of steps year by year. So, the Children's Commissioner said this morning, we've 30 years now, child poverty sat at and above the kind of levels we've got now, and so it's going to take us a long time to kind of turn that around. So what this represents is the beginning steps in that kind of travel.
So going on from this new bill, what can we look forward to seeing the government making changes? Are we going to see big changes on the horizon? Like you say, we've just taken our first step, but what sort of changes are we looking at happening long term?
Well, the changes I think that need to happen is some work obviously needs to happen around housing and accommodation costs. That's a really important contribution to child poverty. Secondly, the work that's going on and is already committed in the family package around family tax credits, and some further changes that are needed in that kind of arena around indexing child tax and benefits so that they reflect shifts in the cost of living each year, and getting rid of the discrimination that occurs in the tax credits in relation to employment status. So those are kind of some of the immediate steps, and then you build on top of those over time.
So when you talk about discrimination, is this something that's been a big factor in causing poverty-related issues?
Well, what's happened is, very briefly, that the in-work tax credit, anybody who is reliant on state support, is significantly disadvantaged in terms of the support that they get if their parent is not in paid work. And so that's kind of been recognised by the Human Rights Commission, the Human Rights Tribunal, as sort of being discriminatory. But the previous government said they wouldn't change that. Well, that would be one piece that would make a particularly significant difference for benefit households. But it's an attack on a series of fronts: on the benefit front, on the incomes front, on the housing front, and then on the support services as well.
Yeah, it's interesting, as I've been following this over the last, yesterday and today, it seems as though there is still a little bit of opposition, and I've got a little quote from the Taxpayers Union. They're saying, tying poverty measures to the median income is simply a target for socialism. It means that as long as everyone is equally poor, Labour will still have met their goal. What do you make of this, tying this new bill to socialism?
There are words which probably shouldn't be expressed on public radio stations. It's just a nonsense. It absolutely is a nonsense. It has nothing to do with socialism, whatever they mean by socialism. I don't think they know themselves. social democratic countries, conservative countries, around liberal countries around the world are all struggling, all kind of engaged with issues about dealing with child poverty, about improving incomes of the poorest, and to kind of engage in that kind of sort of cheap throwaway line simply contributes nothing to the debate. Actually, it just confuses them.
Yeah, they've also referred to this as Barbie doll politics. I'm not 100% sure what that means.
No, no.
Yeah,
I think but if they are saying that children don't matter, I'm sorry, they are in a camp on their own. Thankfully, because it was very clear through the election campaign, it's been very clear since, that there's a strong commitment, not just from the government, but from most of the other political parties as well, including National, that something needs to happen. The debate's about what should happen, but there's a general support, understanding and agreement across the political spectrum that we need to move and should have moved a long time ago in terms of reducing child poverty levels.
So what you're saying, in a way, is that people need to stop complaining about the tax aspect of the situation, because this is a huge issue that all Kiwis have to deal with. Is this
absolutely
what
you're... And the Prime Minister made the point, you say, that there's a moral obligation, and I would agree with her entirely about that. I think we've been trying, the media has been trying for a long time to get some shift from this. It was clear recognition through the election campaign that the country will have to engage with it, and this is a really important starting step on that journey.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.